I'm not going to get too explicit. I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, I just lay down on the floor and I let the cold air just kind of embrace my back. You know, that's exactly what it is. And if we're going to continue with rain, you know, I'll go out for a nice walk. I'll go out for a nice stroll. I'll go down somewhere like waterfront. I got my headphones kicking. Maybe this time I don't have my Discman, but maybe I have streaming platform, which doesn't make me as much of an old soul. But, you know, I just keep strolling. I keep strolling. I got my winter jacket on. I got some sweatpants under my cargo pants. You know, my clothes are just nice and baggy. You know, I'm a hip hop artist, so I kind of rock that baggy kind of style. Maybe I got a pair of gloves. I got a nice pair of boots. Maybe I'm walking down towards the C bus. You know, I'm about to cross my way over. I'm going to Lonsdale Key. I'm gonna walk around and I'm gonna get lost for about half hour, 45 minutes until I have to get back home, man. Maybe I'll sit down on a bench. I'll write some lyrics. I'll just go on for about half hour, 45 minutes. Once again, you know, that's my favorite thing. Is I love getting lost in the music. Close my eyes, put the headphones on, let it drift me away. Not drift me away, take me away, you know, take my breath away, you know. Some moments I feel like I'm kind of zoning out and I just feel like I'm in space, you know what I mean? Like I put my headphones on, the music's capturing me, captivating. I'm just having a stressful day, so now I'm relaxed. I'm looking out at the water and boom. I'm in another planet, man. Lyrics start just flowing out the tip of my dome like a popular poem I wrote about a week ago, you know? So that's just how it goes with me, man. I'm a hip-hop artist. I love writing my lyrics, so this is just the feel for me, man. This is the feel. This is me recharging, you know? This is me recharging so I can get pump out another song, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I totally got your drift.
Mm-hmm.
I personally like writing lyrics while listening to something.
Absolutely, man.
Gets
Absolutely.
Me in the mood. Damn, ready to get those ideas out.
Ooh, yes, it does, man. I'm telling you, this is a fuel, man. Sometimes you can't get too lost into it because sometimes you start kind of copying a style. But you know what? Once again, it's a fuel. I mean, I've written lyrics a while ago. It's heavily inspired by the Wu-Tang Clan. It's getting close to midnight and you're locked up in my chamber. You try to start a fight, now I'm boiling with anger, thinking, what should I do? Should I throw you in the pool or spray you down with mason, drown you with some fuel? It's just, that's exactly, those are those moments right there. You put on your headphones, you put on a beat or something, maybe make it an instrumental, and you just got a whole song within half an hour, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like getting back to that CD part, you know, I've always really wanted like a Discman or like a CD man.
Mm, CD man is that what we're calling him now? I want to get myself a CD man.
Yeah.
you know what? You call it a CD man. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Discman, Walkman, CD man, iPod. You know, go with whatever you feel, man.
Yeah.
But you know, well, I'm kind of curious actually. Now, why do you want a CD? A CD man?
Well. I just heard that, you know, I just like to own physical media, but my mom has always said no, because, like, we already have our streaming platforms, like Spotify and stuff, so, like, basically, in our eyes, or in our parents' eyes, it's just wasting money.
Exactly. It's a very expensive hobby, my friend. I mean, you can go up buy a CD for like $20, man, and sometimes that album only has like 10, 15 songs, but you know, you're paying twice as much, and it just kind of drives me crazy sometimes, especially with vinyl records. Vinyl records can get quite pricey. Sometimes they get towards $50, $60. Remember, I'm a high school student. You know, I'm not working some crazy job where I'm getting paid $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month. You know, that's not me, man. You know, I'm just, you know, I collect bottles. I collect bottles right now. I'm 17, you know? You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, yeah, the physical copies of music is absolutely got to be one of my favorites. I mean, it kind of makes me feel a little bit more in touch with my music, and I feel like I earned it, you know what I mean? It's almost like having a trophy with you, you know what I mean? Because if you can, sure, you can have music with you everywhere you go as long as you have a mobile device. And most teenagers now, I mean, I wish I could give you the statistics, but there are a lot of students, teenage students, that get captured, embraced by their phones. They become dependent on their mobile devices. Like, you sit down for 2-5 minutes and boom, that thing is out. They got a brick in their hand and it's just crazy. They could get captured and lost in it for like hours on end. I mean, my first time, I got lost. I got my first phone. I downloaded the TikTok app, and I sat on my bed for 2 hours while my parents did groceries, and it was, I thought it was cool. I'm saying, yeah, I'm just like everybody else now. But you know, it just, it makes it, it started making me feel lazy after a while, because it just captures you so well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to really moderate what we're capturing, because
absolutely,
if we're getting captured by a great album, as an artist, that's a great thing.
Oh yes, it is.
Really gets us in a good mood, inspires us.
Absolutely, absolutely. For me, I
have a choice. I can either get captured by an album, or I can go use TikTok or something like
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's multiple ways to spend your time. And I mean, I've heard this one thing that, the Beatles, we'd all agree the Beatles are a pretty big band, correct?
Yes,
we'd all
definitely
agree. The Beatles are huge, man. I mean, they're popular, what, the 60s, should I say the 60s, 70s,
yeah, the 70s?
They're pretty popular then. And, you know, I heard from a little bird, in other words, my teacher, you know, he was telling me that whenever the Beatles got bored, they just start jamming out. They start playing their instruments. Sometimes they'd start singing, and that's what they did when they were bored. And you know, they just kept creating record after record, and it was insane. So you know, I mean, you could choose. Everything is really your choice. You can sit down and you can fill your mind with creativity, or you can sit down and what a lot of teenagers call it nowadays is brain rot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get stuck on TikTok. You start screaming memes at all your friends. Sometimes it confuses me, man. One time I had this kid come up to me and he said something about rigatoni pasta, and he was trying to do this little weird dance move. I said, "Bro, what are you doing, man?"
So yeah.
You got a problem with me or something, man? What are you doing, bro?
Well, I see it as feeding your brain stuff. You can feed your brain garbage,
absolutely,
or you can feed your brain something beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, next up, we have a song called All Hail the New Flesh, Strapping Young Lad.
We'll be right back. average every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives, and we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancora fanciulli e ogni sera su quel prato.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live nationwide, offering a confidential multilingual service 24/7 to connect human trafficking victims and survivors with social and emergency services. We welcome calls if you have tips, concerns, or questions about human trafficking in your community. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call the hotline now at 1-833-900-1010.
Hi, you're tuned in to 90.1 FM, CJSF from Burnaby. And you're listening to Open Mic, your unpredictable playlist. So, Marcus, what is your favorite way to listen to music?
Well, it's not really a favorite way, but for me, it's a preferred way of listening to music, for, personally, for myself. What I do when I'm just in my room I just put on my headphones. I mean, it's connected to like an interface, right? And recently I bought Spotify Premium, and Spotify, they actually just released this new feature. They added lossless audio onto their app, so all the audio that you're getting is uncompressed. So when you're listening to it, you're listening to what it should sound like from straight from like the studio.
Yeah,
it's uncompressed complete, and it just sounds. If you have a good ear, I feel like you would hear a difference. Personally, for me, I hear a slight difference in some albums, but most of the albums I listen to have a bit of compression, so it's not really like a big, really big difference, but you can hear it. Yeah.
Right on. So you don't prefer listening to somebody else's inspiration, but you kind of make your own inspiration then, eh? You don't kick back, relax, put on somebody else's music, you put on your own music, eh?
No.
That's what you're talking about. You said you have an interface, you have your guitar in your hand.
I think he listens to other music through the interface.
You listen to other music. Right on. Nice. Yeah. And I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
How do
you
He's looking that? For that high quality sound.
That is awesome, my friend. Maybe I'll have to try that sometime.
Yeah.
I'll have to grab one of the interfaces from the school there. Mm-hmm. See what they can let me do. Does it sound any different?
Not really. I have an interface and it sounds about the same.
Okay. So it's just what is it, just preferred, or does your phone not have a mic jack?
If you're using a mic with your computer or plugging in a guitar, then you'd want an interface. Mm. So that's why I have it. I just have it on my desk, have my headphones plugged in.
Okay. Right on, huh? Interesting. See, I never really use an interface myself. Like I said, I'm more of a lyrical person. I don't normally dabble into the instruments of things, but I'll have to start trying soon for sure. And I don't have much experience with an interface, so.
No.
Marcus, if you were to give me some advice, what would that be?
I mean, advice on getting interfaces?
Using an interface.
Using an interface.
I think it's pretty simple.
Pretty simple, yeah, right? Just plug it in.
Just put the volume
in. Turn on the gain. Okay. Okay, sounds good. No. Okay, Marcus, what is your preferred setting when you're listening to music?
Let the Alpha Wolf King think about this.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that was all about. Alrighty. No,
okay. Alright, but recently I got this app called Sound ID, and it just gives your headphones a simulated flat frequency response on whatever pair of headphones you're listening to. Personally, I'm using a DT770 Pro, and once you put it on, when you use Sound ID, it really just... It gives you like a better soundstage in a way. I don't know how to explain it. It just sounds more like you're using monitors that are facing you, and like less of just headphones. I feel like if you don't have monitors, like giant monitors pointing towards your face, I feel like using Sound ID would really help and benefit whatever budget that you would have.
Anyways, let's move on to our next song, which is Take It Out by Bleed.
Hootin' hollering, bro.
We'll be right back.
Hello, you're tuned into Open Mic 90.1 FM CJSF from SFU in Burnaby.
We're about to give a little bit of a skedaddle, but stay tuned for Free Voices. This has been Kyle.
I'm Vincent.
And
Marcus.
So the last thing we'll play is Blues for Langston by Charles Lloyd. I hope you enjoy. Have a great rest of your day.